Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about retinal detachment. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/retinal-detachment or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Retinal detachment involves the neurosensory layer of the retina, which contains the photoreceptors and the nerves, separating from the retinal pigment epithelium, which is the base layer which is attached to the choroid. Retinal detachment is usually due to a retinal tear, allowing vitreous fluid to get under the neurosensory retina and fill the space between the layers. The neurosensory retina relies on the blood vessels from the choroid for its blood supply. Therefore, retinal detachment can disrupt the blood supply and cause permanent damage to the photoreceptors, making the condition sight-threatening. Let's go through the risk factors. The risk factors for retinal detachment are lattice degeneration, which is thinning of the retina, posterior vitreous detachment, trauma to the eye, diabetic retinopathy, retinal malignancy, and a family history. Let's talk about the presentation. Retinal detachment is a painless condition that can present with peripheral vision loss, which is often sudden and described as a shadow coming across the vision, blurred or distorted vision, and flashes and floaters. Next, let's talk about management. Patients presenting with painless flashes and floaters should have a detailed assessment to detect retinal tears and retinal detachment. Any suspicion of retinal detachment requires immediate ophthalmology referral. Management of retinal tears aims to create adhesions between the retina and the choroid. The options are laser therapy and cryotherapy. Management of retinal detachment aims to reattach the retina and reduce any traction or pressure that may cause it to detach again. The options for reattaching the retina are vitrectomy, scleral buckle, or pneumatic retinopexy. Vitrectomy involves keyhole surgery on the eye, removing the vitreous fluid, fixing the tear, and then inserting gas or oil into the eye to hold the retina in place. Scleral buckling involves using a silicon buckle to put pressure on the sclera from the outside of the eye, squashing the eye inwards and reconnecting the layers of the retina. It acts a bit like a corset, squeezing the eye's contents together. Pneumatic retinopexy involves injecting a gas bubble into the vitreous body and positioning the patient so the gas bubble presses the separated layer back into place. So thanks for listening to this episode on retinal detachment. As always, a big thank you to Harry for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about retinal vein occlusion.